March 17, 1929. What Jesus has manifested about his adorable will are divine births. His sorrow when he sees that these truths are not well kept. I was all abandoned in the divine fiat. I felt my poor mind immersed in a sea of its endless light, and my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, my divine will is in the act of forming continuous births. In these births, it generates and gives birth to light, it generates and gives birth to other lives similar to itself, it generates and gives birth to sanctity and beauty. The first generation is formed within our divine womb, and then the innumerable births from us come out. But do you want to know when we generate and form these births? When we want to put out a truth. First we generate it in our womb as a dear child of ours, and then we put it out as a birth from us, so that it may descend down below, to creatures, and may give to one who receives it the freedom to let her generate, that she may produce more births, and therefore creatures may have our dear child, generated in our womb. So, our truths descend from heaven in order to generate in the hearts, and to form the long generation of the divine births coming from me. See then, my daughter, each truth I have manifested to you about my divine will was a child generated in our paternal womb, such that, as we put it out, it brought you the child of our light, the child of our beauty, of our sanctity and of our love. And if the grace was given to you to put them out, it was because they found in you the space and the freedom to be able to generate, in such a way that, unable to contain within yourself the so many births of the children of our truths, you put them out, in those who had the good of listening to you. Therefore, it can be said that one who does not take these truths into consideration, does not esteem them, appreciate them and love them, is a child of ours who does not appreciate and love the greatest thing that exists in heaven and on earth. And by not loving it and esteeming it, they come to suffocate these children of ours and to prevent their generation. There's no greater evil than this, not to use all the care in keeping a truth of ours, as the greatest of treasures, because it is our child, it is the bearer of our life upon earth. What good can a truth of ours not do? It contains the power of our fiat, and so very vast, and it has the power to save an entire world. More so, since each truth possesses a distinct good to be given to creatures, as well as a glory for the one who generated it. And to hinder the good and the glory which the dear births from us should give us is the greatest of crimes. This is why I have given you so much grace, I have administered to you the words, I have directed your hand while you were writing, so that the children of my truths might not be suffocated and as though buried in your soul. And so that you might not omit anything, I placed myself near you, I held you in my arms, like a tender mother holds her little daughter, and now I attracted you with promises, now I corrected you, now I reproached you severely when I saw you reluctant to write the truths which I had manifested to you. Because I had the interest that they were lives and children of mine, and that, if not today, tomorrow they would come out to the light. You cannot comprehend my sorrow in seeing the negligence of the ones who have lost the three volumes of my divine will. How many truths were not inside of them? How many lives have they not suffocated, forming the tomb for my children which, with so much love, I issued from my paternal womb? On the part of those who have had no care to the point of causing them to be lost, I feel that they have broken the plan of my divine will in its long story, spoken to you with so much love in order to make it known. Because every time I would set myself to tell you what pertained to my fiat, the ardor of my love was so great, that I felt I was renewing the act of the whole creation, especially when, in the ardor of our love, man was created. In hearing this, I felt my soul being pierced through, and as if they were tearing it to pieces. And I said to him, "My love, if you want, you can make a miracle of your omnipotence to have them be found, and so you will not have the sorrow of so many truths suffocated and the long story of your divine will as though broken. I too feel I suffer very much, and I am not even able to say what this sorrow is like. And Jesus added, "It is my sorrow that echoes in yours. It is the tearing of so many lives of mine which they have suffocated that you feel within you. The truths that have been lost are written in the depth of your soul, because first I would write them in you with my creative hand, and then I would have you write them on paper. And this is why you feel, vividly, the tearing of them. It is my same tearing that you feel in your heart. If you knew how much I suffer in each truth of these volumes, which they have lost with so much negligence, I feel myself being given death, and as many deaths for as many truths as were inside of them. Not only this, but death to all the good which those truths were to bring, and death to the glory which they were to give me. But they will pay for this with so much more fire in purgatory for as many truths as they have caused to be lost. Know, however, that if they do not use all the means in order to find them, because I want their cooperation, I will not make the miracle that some would want, that they may be found. And this, as chastisement of their negligence. These births, these truths, these dear children and lives of ours which we issued, however, we shall not withdraw, because what comes out of the womb of our divinity as relator and bearer of a great good for creatures is not withdrawn by us because of the ingratitude and negligence of those who have lost so many truths of ours. Therefore, when the kingdom of our will becomes known upon earth, and will reign on it, then I will make it so as to manifest again what has been lost, because if I did not do so, the nexus and the connection, and the plan, as whole, of the kingdom of the divine fiat, would be missing." On hearing this, crying, I said, "So, my love, if it is so, I have to wait. How long will be my exile on earth? Yet, I feel so tortured because of your privations, that I cannot be away from the celestial fatherland any longer. And Jesus, daughter, do not afflict yourself. Nor is it necessary that I tell you the way, how and to whom I must manifest, if they do not find what was lost, whether to you or to others. What befits you to do, on your part, is to do what you have to do for the kingdom of my divine will. Once you have done the last act that we want from you for the fulfillment of it, your Jesus will not wait a minute to bring you in my arms into the celestial regions. Did I not do the same in the kingdom of redemption? I omitted nothing and I did everything, so that nothing might be lacking on my part, so that all might receive the good of redemption. And when I did everything, I departed for heaven without waiting for the outcome, leaving the task to the apostles. So it will be with you. Therefore, be attentive, and pluck up courage.